Parak Nun Zayin Pasuk Aleph Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata. Parak Nun, and for a refuah shalema for all who need refuahs and yeshuos. Parak Nun Zayin is very decidedly not a Haftorah parak, because there is nothing positive in this parak for us to hang our hats on to want to lay out loud. If anything, it's depressing and sad that the state of the people that we began in the last few psukim of the previous parak. Again, I think this is one of those artificial breaks in Parakim, because this continues the same idea. The false Nevi'im, the leaders of society, the people who are truly out only for their own aggrandizement and pleasure and advancement, are leading the people far astray during the time of Yeshayahu. And for a Navi who is prophesying during the time of Achaz Yechizkiyahu, Uziyahu, some of the kings who are kind of the dregs, Menashe, of the time, Chizkiyahu, of course not, but many of the other kings, he sees plenty of these kinds of people. Hatzadik avod ve'ein ish sam alev. The righteous one is gone, the righteous one is lost, the true prophets are taken from this world. The Gedolei Hador are gone, righteous people dying before their time, but nobody stops to think about why this is happening or to put it upon their hearts. You have to pay attention. The Anshei Chesed ne'esofim be'ein mevin, and the people of loving kindness are gathered in, they die, they are lost to the spiritual world, but they are ne'esaf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that constantly by Yosef El Amav all the way through the Torah. When a truly righteous person dies, they are gathered in. People who practiced only good during their lifetimes dying, kimipnei ha-ra'a ne'esaf ha-tzadik. Because of the wickedness, because of the impending evil, because of the sad state of society, the righteous person passes away. And what do we do? What do we notice? Do we pay attention? Beis yavo shalom yonuchu al mishkevosam. Let them go in peace and rest on their beds. Let the righteous rest in their graves and not have to see the evil arriving. Let them go before the Churban comes. As Rabba or Rava, I think I've quoted it before, said, may Mashiach come speedily and soon, but may I not be alive to see it, because it's going to be preceded by a terrible period of Ikvasa de Mashiach. And so let them go rest where they are going to be peaceful. Holech nechocho. It will go in front of them. Their eternal reward will escort them. But in the meantime, this is also a comment about the false prophets, about the terrible leaders who tell everybody, stay asleep in your bed, don't worry. Everything is fine. Rest up, take a nap, go get drunk. We said in the last parak, drink a lot of wine, drink a lot of beer, you'll be fine. But what is that saying? Holech nechocho, good times are yet to come. But the problem is the good times never arrive. The good times are not going to come. Holech nechocho, it's always in front of you, but you never catch up to it. That's a sign of terrible leadership. So now Yeshaya is going to call out to all of the people of his generation, and he's going to rip them up and down because of their lifestyles. Gimel, ve'atem kirvu heina b'nei onana. Now come here, you sons of witches. And that is not a euphemism. Sons of wicked women, you sons of witchcraft, you sons of magic, of the sorceress. You practice black magic yourselves. Frequently these were women who were zonos, and so they were practicing terrible witchcraft. Zera menoef batizne, and it's the same women. You are children of adulteresses and harlots. Your parents have absolutely no morals of any kind. Niuf and zenus. The menoef is the male, the tizne is the female. Maybe it's the same person. Your father is an adulterer, your mother, the sorceress, is a harlot. They committed adultery together to bring you about. Can't look back at your parents. Your parents are pretty terrible. This is not talking to any in our audience whose parents are all wonderful from the tzaddikim. But this is Yeshaya talking to everybody else. And of course, it's a metaphor for the entire generation being adulterers against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem married us. Hashem took us as his nation. But what do? We cheat on him with all these avodah zarah. We lure in clients with promises of passion. And furthermore, Dalet al mi sis anogu, al mi tarchivu fe, ta'arichu lashon. Against whom do you indulge yourselves, eat, drink, and be merry, and get drunk, as we said in the previous parak? Against whom do you open your mouths and stick out your tongues, mocking and speaking latsanus and ripping HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the comment sections of the New York Times website? Halo atem yildei fesha zera shoker. Is it not you, children of sin, offspring of treachery, offspring of adultery? You should be mocking yourself. You are the offspring of people with absolutely no morals. You are products of criminal parents. You are children of untruth, says Rav Schwab. You are born of parents who were already rebels. You are the children of those who reject the Torah and follow a false philosophy of life. Hey, hanechamim bo'elim. That they heat themselves. They become hot under the trees, under the shady trees. So amongst the oaks, amongst the elah, tachas koletz ra'anon, beneath every fresh tree, shochatei hayilodim banecholim, you slaughter the children in riverbeds, tachas ifei hasaloyim, under the cliffs of the rocks. This very much is seen by several of the Mefarshim as referring to the sacrifice of children to the god Molech, babies to appease the god. Baby slaughterers, baby killers. That was a terrible insult used for soldiers who were drafted into the army during the Vietnam War. But this is people who do it themselves. Now, becoming heated under the tree, under every fresh tree, could also be a reference to sexual immorality. You become heated with passion whenever it allows itself. And with disregard for whether you're permitted to be with the other person, with disregard for the incredible rudeness and terrible voyeurism of doing this in public where everybody can see, you're like a person who doesn't have any sense of self-control, self-reflection, or morality in any way. So your illicit activities are bringing you down, but you were conceived in terrible ways in the first place, so not necessarily a surprise.